We have Moosehide Campaign Day coming up on Thursday. Tiffany, I'll start with you. Can you just sort of walk us through a little bit about what Moosehide Campaign Day is?
Absolutely. Moosehide Campaign Day is an Indigenous-led grassroots movement that started out of Victoria, BC, actually, by Paul and Raven Lassert, father and daughter. And it really was born out of a need around the Highway of Tears. They wanted to do something about it. They wanted to bring in Indigenous learning. They wanted to help heal the community and, of course, the nation at large. So they really wanted to use things that were very significant in Indigenous culture, hence the moose hide. They believe very strongly that it is medicine. And as a non-Indigenous person, I've been able to see it happen in real life and be part of how this medicine works. And it's so just amazing. So the fact that it started with a father and daughter going for a walk, talking about an issue that was so important to them and has now grown to a nationwide movement over 10 years later that includes more than 500,000 people is absolutely just outstanding. And incredible. I'm very proud. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And Cynthia, what's the importance that we continue to have this day? And it seems to be growing every year. What's the importance behind that?
Well, I think the importance is bringing awareness to gender-based violence, especially where we're having the walk in Fort Saskatchewan. There isn't a lot of Indigenous-led organizations or events going on. So bringing the awareness into the community and then just letting the community know what they can do to help.
Well, you mentioned the walk in Fort Saskatchewan. That's one of the many events that are happening. Can you fill us in a little more about the details on that?
Absolutely. So the event in Fort Saskatchewan is running on Thursday, the 15th, which is Moosehide Campaign Day. We will start promptly at 10 with some opening ceremony, some blessing. We'll have some Indigenous performers, the Abraham Lake Drummers are joining us for the day. We will do 1 kilometer walk around the pond in and amongst the birch trees, which are significant, and as a community healing walk to raise awareness. And then we will end with a fast breaking ceremony. Part of Moosehide is the ability to fast from midnight the night before. So we will honor that with also a fast breaking ceremony, having some Indigenous snacks to end the day in circle, talking, sharing stories and whatnot.
And I wanted to bring this up. I don't know if many non-Indigenous people know that they're more than welcome to all of these events, right?
Yeah, so I think I can speak more from the organization. So the Indigenous Regeneration Association, our mandate is to connect Indigenous and non-Indigenous people in the spirit of reconciliation. So this organization was partly developed for my own selfish reasons because I did not grow up in my culture. So really reclaiming what that means to me. I know there's lots of other Indigenous people and non-Indigenous people that simply just want to learn. So part of our what we're doing is sharing the education, sharing what we've learned, and that can be anybody from any walk of life.
Well, very, very good messages from the both of you. So I want to thank you both, Tiffany and Cynthia, for coming in and just sharing a little bit about Moosehide Campaign Day.
Thanks so much for having us.